in today's scripture reading is going to be shared by our own jubilant Juan Carrillo. Juan?
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Okay, so this is a reading from the book of Psalms, chapter 23. The translation is from the King James Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me to the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen. Larry, do we have that baptism recording ready?
We don't. Well, let's do it after your sermon.
All right.
Let me work with it.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going to do a little adjustments today. I like it. I like it. So let's head into Melinda's song, and we look forward to that. Melinda shared this beautiful song called Still Standing.
If I'm coming or going, those lines have often been blurred. You keep on telling me something, so I'm holding on to your words. But every day I take a breath, I'm thinking about all the time I've spent, wondering when it'll all make sense. But I keep moving on, 'cause time and time again I'm pushed to try again. I'm making my way again. I take a minute to raise my hands, I'm thankful I'm still standing. You made for me to be the best of me, live life eternally. I take a minute to praise the King. Because of him I'm still standing. I make room for the will of the Father, 'cause he has a plan made for me. And he knows me like no other, and he sees the things I can't see. But every day I take a breath, I'm thinking about all the time I've spent, wondering when it'll all make sense. But I keep moving on, 'cause time and time again I'm pushed to try again. I'm making my way again. I take a minute to raise my hands, I'm thankful I'm still standing. You made a way for me to be the best of me, live life eternally. I take a minute to praise the King. Because of him I'm still standing.
I'm still standing.
When life is trying its best to bring me down,
I'm still standing.
You're the only voice that I want to be around. Take a minute to raise my hands, I'm thankful I'm still standing. You made a way for me to
Amen. Yes, giving some joy for Melinda and still standing. Amen. Well, this morning, we continue our 50 Days of Hope sermon series, bringing into the mix something that has, well, friends, there's no two ways about it, something each and every one of us has been deeply affected by. The global COVID-19 pandemic, and some more than others. It's still hard. It's still hard to fathom. This has been going on for well over a year, right? And the amount of loss experience has been utterly devastating. To date, 576,000 individuals in the United States and 3.19 million worldwide, and that's as of today, have died because of this insidious disease. Sadly, there have been other losses. Some have gone through, such as loss of jobs, income, relationships, living situations, physical health, one's mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. And you know, you can just add to these. And simultaneously, there have been and are times when we feel lost, disconnected, wandering about aimlessly, fatigued, feeling as though we're stuck somewhere in the valley of the shadows. And you may even be experiencing that right now. On the whole, I'd say, yeah, we're doing our best to steady ourselves, trying to figure things out, to not get overwhelmed by everything being thrown our way, all the while awaiting with bated breath the time when we can reconnect with and in a world that has been totally disrupted and won't be the same. What was previously defined as normal will no longer be defined as such. Now, you may be feeling at this juncture, oh my goodness, Pastor Mark, this is a doom and gloom sermon. Well, hang in there with me. For today's message is about how hope is greater than the pandemic, because it is. Earlier during worship, the hope-filled words from Psalm 23 were shared with us. And that's perhaps the best known and most beloved of the Psalms. And since this psalm was the centering biblical passage for this Sunday, I set aside time to reflect upon it, as I do with each of the scriptures when preparing my messages. And this time, I was like, man, six verses may not seem like much, but whoo, this bunch of six has got some punch. They could unfold into their own sermon series. I mean, that first verse alone, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I mean, come on, seriously, Lord? I shall not want? Who are you kidding? I think at this moment there's plenty of want, yearning, and longing. We miss our family and friends, and some have died from COVID, and we've grieved alone. We're whooped and tired of the isolation and social physical distancing. We yearn, to eat at a restaurant or go shopping without fear lurking about. Vacation, anyone? What about hugs or seeing someone smile right in front of you without a mask covering their face, or when we're on Zoom? And I've heard from a number of you, and it includes me too, we long to get back to worship together in person, to see and be with one another, see all these wonderful babies and youngsters, experience church life together again. Lord, we want. However, the power and meaning of this psalm, it isn't narrowed down to or about one verse. Now, is it? All six of these verses were written as one piece, and they tie beautifully together. Just as the psalmist professes their life depends on God, as we've done during this tumultuous year plus, we're told the Good Shepherd walks with us in the midst of our trials and tribulations. even when we're in the valley of the shadows, anxious and afraid. Yet that shake your boots place of extreme darkness is where we feel like and exclaim, no one in their right mind is ever going to be here with us. There's Jesus, though, saying, would you define right for me? Because your right and my right, they need to sync up to be Christ's right. You see, Jesus is always there, no matter what. And with Jesus, we're able to face the darkness in our lives, no matter what's happening to our bodies, our relationships, our community, our world, for it holds no power over us. Nevertheless, you might be thinking, well, that's all well and good, but what if I get separated from Jesus? It's really easy to get lost in the dark and get separated to be on my own. Well, let's not fall into that trap of thinking. On your own is what the Valley of Shadows wants you to believe. Romans 8, 35 through 39 steadfastly reminds us, will trouble, calamity, persecution, hunger, nakedness, danger, will these separate us from the love of Christ? No, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, neither heights nor depths, nor anything else in all creation. And that goes for COVID-19 too. Will able to be separate us from the love of God that comes to us in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Jesus has all the power that we need. He's our forever true source to plug into, our everlasting hope, the light to shine brightly in the shadows and get us through whatever mess we're going through. The shepherd, the good Lord, provides for us, cares for us, supports us, loves us. That's you, that's me, that's we. The God who is named and then addressed in Psalm 23 is trustworthy, friends, with our lives, with our choices, with our fears and losses. Nonetheless, let's also recognize we have to take a good look at the world in which we live without blinders on, without rose-colored glasses on, because this psalm doesn't offer us the pious hope that, hey, you know, if we're good people, life can all be lived on easy street. Because it's right there. Look, right there in the writing of Psalm 23, where we can see the author has experienced tough patches, known failure, lost people he's loved, faced adversity, gone through hurt and pain, has enemies. During a global pandemic in which pain and hurt and adversity have been elevated to new heights, or what you may consider new depths. Just like the psalmist, we're not immune to that pain, that failure, that loss. It is in the mixture and intensity of the pandemic and these life challenges that we're summoned to live faithfully, courageously, to move forward in our lives with assurance and confidence that we're not alone. God is with us. Rather than allowing pain and loss to define our lives, let faith, hope, and love do the defining with Jesus. And Harmony Faith Community, you've been living into that faith, hope, and love, even in the midst of yearning, providing the hope of Christ for others. Since this pandemic started, and that even goes back in when we then had the stay-at-home lockdown on March 19th, 2020. And with everything else that ensued, I want us to take a moment to acknowledge, and this is important, while we couldn't worship in person, that didn't stop us from coming together to praise God for the blessings we received. Immediately, we hit the ground running and started off with a recorded and condensed worship service for the whole of Hollywood UMC. With Jesus, the Harmony community then kicked it into high gear with hope. Rev Jefferson Beaker, he went into full meditation mode, taking Be Still and Know worship from once a month in person to being experienced online every Wednesday evening, which has continued, and people are connecting from all over the world for that experience. Worship leader Melinda Hale and Rev Dave Bungie felt it was imperative that courageous conversations keep to its regular schedule on the second and fourth Mondays of the month. And they've been engaging in bold discussions with folks via Zoom. And you know what? We got to give thanks to God for inspiring the creation of Zoom, though at times it brings fatigue. There was Mixology Theology with Jason Hecht and Beth Mueller morphing into the online game night, providing us with much needed fun and laughter. And who knew? Who knew Bible study would suddenly grow during a pandemic? What would sometimes be a small group of five or six when meeting in person grew into 13 participants. And these participants have said when the pandemic's over, they want to continue with online Bible study. And hats off to Julia Rodriguez for forming and leading the Creation Care Collective, for Jace Lucas and Beth Mueller and co-leading the New Parents Group, which has now got 12 families involved with babies, plus Eric Feltes, Kim Hillman, and Rev Dave Bungie leading the newly formed Harmony Kids for children ages 3 through 11, all online. And in July of last year, Harmony experimented with a Thursday night live worship experience, which continued through mid-September. And we had some wonderful people that joined us then and are on with us now. And then with the guidance of Harmony's leadership team, consisting of Dr. Larry Hyde Jr. and Shauna Carroll, Rev Jefferson Beaker, Pastor Bridie Robertson, me, plus the Holy Spirit, it led us to what you're experiencing now, for Harmony to have its own online worship presence on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. We yearned to connect with the Lord together, in community together, in and with hope, making the very best of a situation. And with God's help, we made that happen. You've made that happen, participating and connecting near and from far away via Zoom and Facebook Live, the podcast. Thank you so much. Thank you to our leaders and participants and supporters, those connecting. Friends, we've not allowed the dust to settle on our feet. We've not let this pandemic stand in our way. It has not defined us, for it is God who defines us. Amen. And with today's message focusing on how hope is greater than the pandemic, I thought it important to hear perspectives from individuals in the Harmony community so I reached out to just a few who graciously shared their thoughts with me. And I want to share some of those thoughts with you. From Theris Osuji, Theris shared, "I found hope through the Harmony Toluca Lake family and the Zoom gatherings. This has been an incredibly isolated and lonely time. So those gatherings helped me stay human. Another thing that gave me hope was my work and actively working on solutions. And even though the clinical trial I worked on didn't produce a miracle drug, just knowing I was doing something to help use what I know and do to contribute in some small way to save or at least make things better for someone gave me hope. When I asked Peter and Joy Min about hope for them, they said, having worked from home since March 2020, we found hope in the daily blessings. Joy's mom caring for Wesley while his preschool was closed. Hourly hugs from Eleanor. Eating lunch together. Taking midday walks. Precious moments of breaks and routines such as social distancing visits from Beth and Pastor Mark. And we found hope in the small victories. Amen. We found hope in the small victories. Wesley's preschool reopening a few months later, which freed Joy's mom to watch Eleanor. Finally grabbing vaccination appointments for Joy's mom and aunt. And Joy getting vaccinated as an educator. And Peter getting vaccinated through Rev Dave's email. From Chris Smith and his partner, Jason Blackwell. And Chris shared, the more difficult and dark and looming the pandemic got, the more called I felt to be outside, as nature is sacred. It's my go-to in times of distress. Hikes, bike rides, and that's when he was also going down the LA River to explore, coffee and meditation under the trees. My whole life, I've never felt closer to my creator than when I'm outside. If anything, this pandemic magnified my appreciation of the majesty of nature. I truly gathered my hope and strength by being outside. And Jason then shared, the pandemic has challenged me in ways I never imagined. As days turned into weeks and weeks turned into months, it became painfully clear that life was never going to be the same. I was fortunate to have sheltered in place with my partner, Chris. Technology like Zoom and social media helped me to stay connected to friends, family, and people that I love. But it was prayer, meditation, and remembering the love of God that helped me feel connected to a higher source and center. I reached out to Shauna Carroll, and she wrote and said, during the pandemic, I have found hope from this church community. When people checked in on Justin and me and asked how we were doing, when people were willing to lend a hand and an ear. I had hope when Justin finally turned a corner after having COVID and being a long hauler. And we praise God for that. Amen. I had hope. This is what she said. I had hope when I saw my brother's smiling face and knew he was safe. I had and continue to have hope from the success of this vaccine. And the last person I reached out to was Anna Kelly. And this is what she shared. I've been thinking about all the people right now suffering from earth-shattering illnesses. And I was thinking what my beliefs are around that and God's role in diseases. And I just felt compelled to say, God is light. God is answers. God is comfort. God is the body fighting and healing. And once again, I was reminded of how phenomenal the human body is. So much of that appreciation has come from the pandemic. I've found hope in the mechanics of the body and God's hand in its design. I hope all of us take that in. And I want to say thank you. Thank you, Theris and Peter and Joy, Chris and Jason, Shauna and Anna for sharing. There's so much more I could say in today's message, but I'm going to conclude with these words. When taking in the whole, when we're taking in the whole of the six verses from Psalm 23, the personal assurance articulated by the psalmist is finally experienced in the community of God's people. Finding life in its truest sense, experiencing the power and wonder of hope, is when we are in union with the Lord together. Whether it be currently online and socially distanced, or when that time comes for us to be in person as well as online, and I'm going to soon share our strategic plan for that happening, when we're together in relationship, one-on-one, small groups, large group, in the same room, or connecting from wherever we may be, we shall not want with the Lord being our shepherd. And let's not keep that relationship with Jesus narrow or contained or just among ourselves. It's incumbent upon us. And that's what our call is also to do, to invite others to discover the healing power and presence of the Good Shepherd, to be restored, experiencing the blessing of God's amazing grace and love. Amen. Amen.